This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome in on this Tuesday afternoon, and things get popping here tonight. Padres back in action, taking on the Mets. Picked up a half game last night as the Phillies walk the Dodgers down and end up winning in extra innings. A big three-game set between the Mets and Padres. Gentlemen, how are you today?
I'm good, Tony. It sounds like you're down in Old Town San Diego, actually. I hear the mariachis in the background getting ready for the game tonight. Either that or it's actually the ninth inning and Edwin Diaz is coming into the game right now. That's all I can think of.
It is Hispanic Heritage Night here at Citi Field. That is the reason we hear the wonderful music in the background.
It is lovely, and it's a lovely time to go out on the road and win a series.
Big time.
For the Padres, I think, confidence is, it's not going to be lost or gained necessarily by winning this series. You kind of mentioned it yesterday, Tony. If the Padres can finish up strong here the last 12 games, it's just going to make all of us feel better. They're the ones that are going to have to go out in 2 weeks and win a playoff series, wherever that might be. But, I still like to think you can catch the Dodgers and win the division. And,
for sure.
I'm not going to put all my eggs in that basket, but, they do lose last night. You only have two games to make up. And, the Mets have been scuffling, but that always worries me, too. When a good team has been scuffling, it's only a matter of time before they might break out of that, too. So, hopefully Michael King, has a good one tonight and stays on course to pitch in the playoff. This music is driving me. It's actually getting me a little. Where are the mariachi guys and the I.
Now they're done, Chris. Just for you.
No, now I've lost my train of thought since they're done. Anyway, let's just Michael King stay on point to make that playoff start. That's probably the biggest thing tonight, and. Win a series against a good team, because I do think that does help you, moving forward. And I consider the Mets a good team, even though they're not playing well right now.
Yeah. Diamondbacks, now the next closest team
behind
the Mets. They're at one game. The Giants are a half game behind them.
Yeah.
As well as the Reds, who are half game behind them.
So, yeah, the Mets can hear the thunder coming behind them. So
some serious footsteps coming behind the Mets. So this is, as you just kind of alluded to, Chris, this is an important series for them as well.
Big time. And I would imagine, Tony, you and Jesse will be hearing some loud boos coming from the New York crowd if the Padres, you know, get out to a lead or, you know, make a have a late inning rally or something and the Mets fall behind in this game. I mean, these fans are going to get after it. And they're going to probably let the Mets know and remind the Mets that they've been, you know, they're about to, you know, choke away this playoff berth. So
we certainly have experienced that before.
We certainly have experienced
the Padres walking into this building and having it very quiet for a certain amount of time.
It's a highlight. It's a highlight moment in Padres history. There's no doubt
so much,
about it.
They were kept so quiet that the ire turned toward Jesse and I as we both were receiving the middle bird.
Jesse when you guys won that series?
Oh yeah, that last
you
day
you were getting the middle bird at the end
we
of the game.
The middle bird. Yes.
What did you guys do wrong?
We asked the gentleman to move a little
bit so
we could actually see the game, and he was in his feels because his team was down and it was about to all come to an end.
And he
turned and gave the hard middle bird.
Okay.
That is, you know, like very New Yorker, but also super aggressive for anywhere in the country.
I don't know if it's super aggressive in 2025, or this was at 2022 at this point.
That's true.
I hate to say, I've almost come to expect it now.
Right, we've moved into, we've been talking about fan behavior for the past, I don't know, 6 years now.
Yeah, it's so, not even fan behavior, guys. I got to tell you guys a funny one as a bit of an aside, and then we'll get back to our, you know,
our
in-depth coverage of Padres Mets baseball. And good, the music's starting up for this story. We're in a we're at Fashion Valley the other day, Lori and I, and we have the dog with us, Kylie. You know, everybody
at a mall.
Of course, she goes with us. She walks around. She goes into the stores.
What the hell?
Everybody loves this dog, and you know,
does she work at Wetzel's Pretzels?
Kylie, she would eat at Wetzel's Pretzels if
so
I would let her.
So
no, but she's with us, and we're in one of the stores there, and we come out into the main walkway concourse, and it's outdoors at Fashion Valley. And Lori and I walk out, and nothing going on except for Kylie runs a few steps ahead of us. And in doing so, she gets in the walking path of some lady.
Mm.
And this lady gives it one of those, you mind watching your dog? To us.
Good for
like,
her.
Good for her?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Well, I mean, this is the kind of thing that just, you know, I was like, you got to be kidding me. She, like, put her arms up in the air, like, what do I have to do?
So she was walking in front of you?
She was walking, you know, perpendicular to us. Like, we were going out, she was going across us.
Okay.
And Kylie just ran a couple steps ahead, as a dog is, you know, kind of can do, and got in her path. And man, this lady was not happy about it. And I'm like, okay, there are so many unhappy people in this world. I can't even get past it anymore.
I mean, would you have been angry if a dog tripped you?
Tripped her? Did not trip her. Just got in her path.
He just added his own fact.
Yeah, he did. He just changed the story entirely.
I've been having to, if we're going to talk about this for a second, I've been having to really calm down because people have been really bothering me lately. And especially when I'm walking the dog, because for some reason, people think that Lucky is a vicious animal and he is just a lover. And they always give him the look like he's scary. Can you, like, move over there?
Well, I think it would be nice if his owner, you know, gave off a better aura as you're walking.
I do scowl as I walk
around.
That's
what I'm saying.
You definitely scowl. Scowl when you're not just normal. So
we're going to talk about this Mets and Padres series, but I really want to talk about...
Does anybody really care about the Mets and Padres at this point?
Yes.
Tony's got his head in his hands. He's like,
well,
this
he's
is
doing
crazy.
His lineup.
No, I'm doing my lineup.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about Tony and Jesse being ranked the number two radio team in the country, according to Awful Announcing. So, very nice, Tony. How does that make you feel?
It's pretty cool, I must say. I don't know that I set out to for that to be like the goal of this, but it's pretty cool when I'm assuming it's, you know, each city's listeners voting on this thing. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but either way, I think it's humbling to be thought of as highly, even if it's number two. By the way, number one is like freaking John Miller, the dude that I grew up listening to. So I mean, it's pretty cool. If I'm being honest, you gotta assess you know, at least for me in particular, reading the article, you have to assess, you know, what's being said. And, you know, you have to, after you kind of get out of the way of your own little ego there, you can kind of absorb some of it. And I think maybe some of it's warranted. Some of it, I think, out of my control in terms of the stumbling part that they mentioned.
Let me bring this up.
Oh, wait a second. They rated you number two, and then what did they do? Criticize you?
They criticized him and Bob Scanlon.
Hold on. I don't know that there were some criticisms in there.
Here's what it was. 6,400 people around voted for this, and I'm not sure how they voted, but 6,400 people voted, and they probably had a place where they could put like a description of how they feel about the broadcaster. So it said, I was reading the blurb, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then it goes, Gwynn did see some criticism, and I'm like, why are we putting in an award article the criticism of the number two team? He said, I mean, like Tony just said,
propensity to repeat
what Agler has just said, and also Gwynn Jr. is beloved here like dad, but stumbles at times. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Those are pretty minor things that people are just nitpicking, to be honest with you. So don't overreact to that, Tony.
I'm not. But there are I do stumble from time to time. But I don't know. I've done that my entire life in terms of just talking.
You can't change that.
If there's a whole lot, I'm gonna be able to change about that. In terms of repeating what. With Jesse, I'm sure there's times that I've done that.
Tell Jesse to stop saying such good stuff that's worth repeating. Then that's his fault.
My partner's well prepared.
I think he's going to have a lot of some
of the same stuff that I'm seeing.
Here's one other criticism that I want to talk about, because literally it's your job to do this. It says, quote, his commentary is often to just tell me what already happened. Isn't that what Tony's job is to do, is explain what happened on the field? Like, I don't understand this criticism.
I don't know that I took it as hard as you take it on that particular part.
I'm taking these criticisms very hard.
Well, why don't you just keep hammering them home so it really bothers him, as you know, even more than it already is. I think that's a really good idea. He's fine with all of this. He's good with it. He likes it. He's kind of going to take a little piece from this and that. But you're just like trying to make him feel like he should be worse.
No. I'm trying to stand up for Tony here because I was offended by these criticisms.
I'm just happy to know, because the first thing I saw that came over my phone was that you and Jesse finished second in a poll done by Awful Announcing. So I was worried that that meant you were number two in the Awful Announcing.
You know what's funny?
I want people to understand that Awful Announcing is actually just the name of a media site.
I sent my wife the article, and immediately she called me like kind of irritated. Like,
right.
Why would you send me this? Like,
yeah.
I was like, no, Awful Announcing, that's just the name of the publication.
I know. They are pretty reputable, and this is a really good honor. And
Jesse wants to hop on.
Yes, please.
Well, he should, and I have a criticism of him,
if he
come on. Are you there, Jesse?
Yeah.
Stop saying such good stuff that Tony has to repeat, will you?
I'm on Team Scraby on this one. Very offended by the criticism. Not offended, but I think the criticism's unfair. First of all, we all repeat each other and ourselves 1,000 times a night. Part of it is sometimes you don't realize you're doing it, but part of it is like, by the way, nobody is pulling out the big old RCA radio in their living room and locking into every word we say for 3 hours every night. So, you know, saying something in the first inning and then saying it again in the third or the seventh, it's like, I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't see that as something to stay away from. The secret sauce for all the nice things that people had to say about this is that we get to work with one another. And that's not taking anything away from Bob, who obviously is a part of this as well. But, like, I hope I'm not overstating it from Tony's perspective, but from my perspective, we are two friends who very much love this game, very much love this team, very much love this town, and, you know, we just get to sit here and talk baseball all day long, off the air and on the air, and I think that's what comes across as something that's enjoyable to listen to. So, you know, Tony on his own, would it be, you know, with somebody else, could it be as good? Maybe. Me on my own? I don't think so, but, like, because we have the relationship we do and the respect for one another, certainly that I have for Tony, I mean, that to me is what makes this thing happen. And so your guy here, who by the way, does an entire radio show every single day before he comes on and does a game with me, you know, with you guys, he's He's the engine, man. He's the engine.
He's doing a good job. We're very proud of both of you guys.
Yeah, congratulations,
Jesse. It's quite a nice honor. As Tony said, you don't really get into this to try to win or get named in stuff like this. But when you do get named in something like this, it kind of it at least validates what you're doing to a certain extent, and that feels good. And you guys deserve it. I do want to warn you both, though, about one thing. If the Padres play the Yankees in the World Series, be prepared for Michael Kay to stop by and remind you guys that your booth really isn't all that good. So just making sure, you know, Michael Kay will probably, you know, feel some type of way about this. But
he only talks about the TV booth. He doesn't talk about the radio
booth. Right. He's a TV, so we don't have to worry about him.
He's not in our realm anymore.
Yeah, he got all mad at the Mets broadcast for... Somebody said something nice about them, so he ripped them. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No idea.
That was earlier this year. That's just, you know, competition at its finest right there.
I will just say one thing. One more thing about this. I listen to Tony and Jesse every single day I get off work and drive home because I got like an hour drive home, basically. And I do feel like I'm best friends with these guys. I am a full-on listener in the car. I'm like, I want to text Tony my opinion on something, and then I can't do it because he's doing a game.
That's certainly not true because everybody else texts me their opinion mid-game all the time.
That's crazy to me.
I'm sure they do.
So just don't worry about it if you end up getting there. All right, we got to get the break. Yeah. We're off to the races here. Really short show today. So you got one more segment. I have to roll. To go down here and listen to talk to some of these Padre players down here as we get ready for this three-game set.
Well, you wouldn't be the number two broadcast if you didn't take time to do that. So,
well, I appreciate that, sir. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 2:20 is the time. 5:20 back there in New York City. Tony Gwynn Jr., I trust, is going to get a chance to ask him in the opening segment. He's got his rest. good to go for the game tonight. Yesterday's Tony Gwynn moment has taken on a life of its own.
It's really an all-timer.
It's an all-timer. If you weren't present for the show yesterday,
neither was Tony.
Neither was he for a segment. Actually, maybe a segment and a half. It was about 40 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did the editing this morning. I just put it as a commercial break. I also put it on my Twitter, at Matt Scraby, and Instagram, if you want to see me break it down. But it was 40 minutes.
40 minutes. We were on the air. We took a commercial break. Tony was in his hotel room in New York City. He left the view of our YouTube, you know, Zoom camera there. And when we came back from the break, he was not back yet, and he didn't return for 40 minutes. And so if you were with us, we just had the camera shooting an empty hotel room.
Yep.
And so Scraby, you know, I would say, what, 2 or 3 minutes into it, you sent him a text to say, hey, is everything okay? And we got no response.
Mm-hmm.
So then we started to surmise that what if he maybe went out down the hall to get some ice, locked himself out of the room. He'd have to go all the way down to the lobby, get another key, the whole thing. So we kind of assumed that's what happened. But then another 15 minutes went by, and we're like, still no sign of Tony. Then we started thinking about getting Dave Marcus involved, and we were going to send Dave down to Tony's room to jar the door and see what was, you know, if there was. Now we were starting to actually worry about foul play. Now
Dave would have just kicked the door down.
Dave and Jesse,
help is on the way.
Dave and Jesse, boom,
yeah,
boom, yeah, slamming into the door.
I mean, the number two radio team, they work together
at the Waldorf Astoria. Yeah, so wherever they stay, I'm just guessing. But anyway, so all this time, and people in the chat were getting concerned, which I don't blame them.
The listening audience was
starting to think, where could he have gone? And finally, he showed back up on camera, and the answer was, Scrape?
He was sleeping.
He fell asleep.
To be fair, they did get in at like 4 a.m.
They got in at 4 a.m. the night before. It was, it was the early evening there in New York City. He said he laid down for like a cat nap during the commercial break, and it turned into a lion-sized nap or whatever. 40 minutes long. Anyway.
That, you know, we've been doing this show for nearly 8 years, or I don't even know how long we've been doing
about
it at this
eight
point.
I think we're over eight. But anyway, yeah, that might be a moment.
That's the first time.
Yeah.
Out of all the traveling you guys do, that's the first time we've ever lost someone due to a nap.
Due to a nap. And I think I would be more of a candidate for the nap, because I just always nap. I even showed up late once for a Padre roundtable because of a morning nap.
But that doesn't make any sense to me. A morning nap. Well, I guess you do wake up at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I do my workouts early. I go back to sleep.
That's crazy.
Nobody ever says I went as an estranged guy. Padre lineup is out for tonight's game in New York. And
I should have been ready for this.
We can't give you the lineup if we don't have the proper lead-in. Fernando's leading off in right field. Arraez is at second base. Manny at third base. God, good thing they got Manny back in the order.
Mm-hmm.
After the one-day layoff, his first game off, by the way, of the season on Sunday.
I'm honestly shocked they didn't just start him for an inning because...
To keep his streak alive?
I mean, because he had, up until that point, I believe, played every single game.
Yeah, I think he started every game. I don't even think he'd been coming off the bench a game. I think he started either third base or DH every game.
It's weird that they just were like, hey... Take a day off.
They gave him one, which is actually two, because he got the scheduled day off yesterday. Sheets is a DHing Laureano, who's been slumping, by the way. I know there's a lot of love for Laureano, as there should be, but he's slumping. And you know the game they lost to the Rockies on Friday night? You know that wouldn't have happened if Laureano would have caught that sinking line drive earlier in that inning. Do you remember that?
Believe me, I thought about it too.
I'm not picking on Laureano because I'm a fan.
Tough play, but...
It was a tough play, but he makes it. That would have been the second out of the inning, I think. And the next guy, got out. They would have never hit that 3-run homer.
Yeah.
And those are the things. Going forward, right, you're going to be really looking at that stuff. But that's what I talk about when we talk about making plays. That was not called an error, by the way. It was just a tough play,
yeah.
And he should make it. He knows he should make it, but he didn't make it, and it ended up costing them that ball game. Merrill's in center field batting sixth, though Hearn is at first base. Far be it for me ever to say anything even remotely negative about everyone's favorite Ryan O'Hearn, but he hasn't really been contributing anything in a while that I've seen.
What have you seen? Either.
I'm just getting some base hits here and there. I wouldn't mind seeing some power from O'Hearn. That hasn't really happened lately.
See, Ryan O'Hearn's 3 for his last 23.
Yeah, and it's all been singles, I would think. Maybe one ground ball double in there somewhere. But, yeah, anyway, look, guys go up, guys go down. That's the whole point of this. But right now, O'Hearn's been down. Jake is hitting eighth, and he's at shortstop. And Fermin is batting ninth. The Mets, pretty much what you would expect from them. Lindor, Soto. Who's Soto's? I don't know that guy. I'm not familiar with him.
Me neither.
Pete Alonso. Brandon Nimmo is the cleanup hitter for the Mets now. Didn't know that. Mark Vientos, Jeff McNeil, Brent Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, and the newly acquired but not really having much of an impact, Cedric Mullins in center field, batting ninth. They got him from Baltimore, as the Padres got O'Hearn and Laureano from Baltimore. That was the whole Baltimore outfield. And Mullins is, I don't know what his individual numbers are, but I haven't seen him in the headlines much.
No, me neither.
Since they got him. So
Laureano is talking about struggling. He, in his last seven games, is hitting .080. I guess, what was that? On Saturday, he had a hit with three RBIs, but basically he's 2 for his last 25. He has 3 walks, only 4 RBIs.
Yeah,
so.
That's 080. But here's the thing. Mike Shildt has him batting fifth. Now, if you want to be critical and, you know, get on one of your Mike Shildt rants out there, go ahead. But this is what you do generally. And this was my argument. I'm throwing myself under the bus here. But this was my argument when everybody was complaining about Arise batting second. My argument was he's batting second because that's where they think he can bat when he's hitting like he should. But he's not hitting like he should, so everybody said you got to move him. I said, okay, but if we're going to move him because he's not hitting well, then tonight we got to move Laureano because he's not hitting well. O'Hearn's not hot. We got to move him. How much are you going to move? Are you going to move based on every 2-3 game stretch? That was my argument against moving Arise all over the place. And this is what I'm talking about. Laureano's an automatic out at the moment. But he's still batting fifth because he's the guy. He's your guy. That's where he's been, you know, doing damage. Anyway, just something to discuss. Did I show everybody my Luis Arraez bobblehead, by the way?
It's a sprinkler.
Adam wants me to come on. He goes, can you promote the Luis Arraez bobblehead?
Of course we should.
You know what? Every listener out there basically hates the fact that I like Arraez. And now I got to go on and promote his. Look at this. That's the bat. And that's supposedly is a wall of water because he sprinkles and sprays the ball all over the field. Some of you would probably correctly say that he actually doesn't spray the ball over the field. He just flies to left field. Because I'm tired of that as well. But you can get one of these at Monday's game against the Brew Crew. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But
I'm happy that Luis Arraez is okay after being hit in the face with a ball on Saturday night.
That was a little weird.
That was super weird.
Yeah. He sat out Sunday, and I believe it's the first game that they've won with him not in the starting lineup since the All-Star break. I'm just saying. I don't know why I say it.
Why you say it either. We're past it. Luis Arraez, I said it today when the lineup came out. Why don't they have Jackson Merrill hitting second after what he did on Sunday? Jackson Merrill is finding it. I don't understand the aversion to moving Luis Arraez. I don't.
Well, Merrill, right. He hit second yesterday. Big Sunday, big game. I told you why changing, because
they don't want to do
they
it.
They don't
I know.
Just keep moving guys around based on a 1 or 2 game performance. That's the reason.
I get it.
I know people don't want to hear it, but
Luis
that's
Arraez,
the reason.
This is not a 1 or 2 game performance.
Agreed.
This is 140 something games.
Get rid of him.
I didn't say that either. See, you take it to the next step.
2:30 break when we come back. Just when Xander Bogaerts is about ready to return. And just when Xander Bogaerts thought it was safe to go back on the field without widespread criticism of his play, There's more criticism of him.
What? He hasn't even been playing recently.
We'll tell you about it when we come back. Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jen had a really good day yesterday. He's in Arizona. Got video running, you know, up to 80, 85, whatever that higher percentage is. But closer to 100, clearly. It doesn't seem to be overly inhibited, but, you know, still working through it. Did some cutting with it and also took some at-bats. Didn't run on the bases, but took some at-bats, some situational at-bats, and got some ground balls. And it was by far his heaviest workload day. And he looked good, and all early reports is he recovered well, which was clearly important. And he's having another fairly higher load day today, and we'll see how it goes and evaluate from there.
Yeah, Xander Bogaerts being counted on to return and be the savior for the Padres. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris.
I wish I had like a
237 is
a
the
godly
time.
Noise of oh. That's what I feel like.
Xander's coming back. All will be well. All will be right with the world. Xander Bogaerts was easily the most criticized player in a Padre uniform for the first 2.5-3 months of this season. Luis Arraez has taken that honor away from Xander, and I'm sure Xander doesn't want it back. But just when you thought all the criticism of Xander Bogaerts had gone away, up steps our friends at ESPN.com.
How can they criticize a guy who hasn't been in the lineup? If the criticism is not he has not been in the lineup due to injury, then there's no criticism.
All right. Well, Bradford Doolittle, as we've talked about in the past, will never be on our show because we probably are as critical of him as he is of anybody else. But his article today was every team in baseball, their biggest success and their biggest failure. Hmm. For an example, the Rockies' biggest success, they still get good attendance. Their biggest failure, everything else.
Can we stop clapping our hands for the attendance of the Rockies and instead force a team to be put on the field?
Seattle Mariners' biggest success, Cal Raleigh, biggest failure. Their pitching rotation hasn't been, you know, what people thought. Anyway, so it's up. Every team has this. So here's the Padres. Biggest success, winning the trade deadline. Biggest success, A.J. Preller, all of his activity, getting Mason Miller, Fermin, Laureano, the whole thing. Anyway, that's the biggest success. But the biggest failure for the Padres, Xander Bogaerts. Biggest failure.
The biggest failure of this season is Xander Bogaerts.
Here's what it says. 32 years of age, Bogaerts has posted his second straight subpar offensive season. His OPS plus 98 is up from last year's 92, but still remains well off the 130-ish level he reached when he was in Boston. The change in ballparks has been more severe for Bogaerts than expected. His career slugging percentage at Fenway is 496, just 402 at Petco Park, and this 10 homers have come at home. I'm just don't shoot the messenger. I'm giving this to you because, you know, that's what people still think of Xander out there, and I just think he's one of the most intriguing players we have now because he's gone from absolute 100%, you know, people being negative about anything Xander Bogaerts to having a really good 2 months of the season. And in fact, analytically, he was one of the best players in baseball for those 2 months, right?
Yeah.
For July and August or whatever it was. And then he gets hurt, and now we miss him, and now we can't wait to have back the guy that we couldn't help but criticize earlier in the season. I just think it's come full circle for Xander Bogaerts.
I don't think it's as crazy as you think it is, because this is just how the normal fan is these days.
I know. Everything is, what have you done for me lately?
I get it. It doesn't help to have a guy who hit 7 home runs in 8 games in April who can't hit in October, you know? But this is a crazy article, because to me, that is Bradford Doolittle going through some statistics and being like, you know what's easy? I could pick on Xander Bogaerts because numbers are...
They're not as good.
Yeah.
All right, what would you choose? I'm going to let you write the article. What is the Padres' biggest success?
The biggest success?
Yeah. What's their biggest success?
I would say trade deadline.
Okay, trade deadline. You agree with that. All right, yeah. What's their biggest failure?
Their biggest failure has probably been at the catcher position.
Biggest failure at the catcher position.
They have not had much production from the catcher position. It would not be Xander Bogaerts. I'm tempted to say Luis Arraez just because he's not hitting 330 this year, but I'm not going to say he's a failure if he's hitting 280-something, because that's good. It's good for the rest of the league.
There he is. Watch. Look at him.
Chris is playing with
the ball all over the field.
There's actually supposed to be a baseball that comes out and you can hit it.
The baseballs are in the back here, but they actually do come out. So I didn't want to take them out.
Oh, gotcha.
By the way, if you want the Xander Bogaerts bobblehead, this Monday, Brew Crew. And it is presented by Quidel Ortho. It is a La Regadera.
La Regadera.
Yeah, that one. Luis Arraez bobblehead. It features the back-to-back-to-back batting champ. Oh, is he really a 3-time batting champ? I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Does that matter, though? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because he's not doing it this year.
Yeah. Anyway, the first 40,000 fans, Monday night's game. Bobbleheads will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. And I imagine most of our listeners, when they are handed the bobblehead, will just hand it back.
That's not true, Chris, because even all the Dylan Cease bobbleheads, people with like 9 of them. What are you going to do with 9 bobbleheads? Yeah. And if you tell me sell them, you're not making a lot of money on a Dylan Cease bobblehead. By the way, the chat said for failure on the ESPN article, Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease might be better. Very good chat. First pitch is Monday, 6:40. Remember, gates open 90 minutes prior if you want to make sure you get one of these. All right.
I do have to say their bobbleheads this year have been quite creative with some of the things that they could
going,
do.
Oh, they're going
spinning bat for Fernando.
Look at coming out the back of his helmet is kind of the...
Oh, his hair?
It's a bit of like a cornrow type happening. Yeah. I mean, they really kind of go all out now on the bobbleheads. I would say the biggest success, the failure... I don't like that word necessarily, but probably,
The letdown.
Yeah, Cease has probably been, to me, because I keep waiting for him, and it's just not happening. I think the biggest success is the bullpen. And, I bring this up because every time somebody in the bullpen, most notably Estrada or Suarez, gives up a home run, it is amazing to me how quickly everyone jumps off the bandwagon of these guys. We've already discussed this ad nauseum. You are part of the problem here, Scraby, because you, among everyone else, thinks that Suarez should be taken out of the closer role in favor of the much more dominating Mason Miller.
Never said that he should be taken out. I said they should make it fluid.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means that he can still get some saves if the opportunity presents itself, but sometimes Mason Miller might be better. Wish everybody could have seen the look.
Yeah, because that's not what you said. But anyway, I'll give it to you. And Estrada's the other one. I mean, he got, ever since Estrada got beat up by the Dodgers and can't, get Dodgers out, I think there's been a lot of distrust of him. But here's my thing. And now Jason Adam is out. So you have to even consider. Now, that's a real thing to be concerned about.
Yes.
The other stuff to me is not nearly as concerning. But the reason I say that the bullpen has been the thing is because of the flat out statistics that go along with it. You realize that the second best ERA bullpen this year is the Red Sox, 3.45. They can't even see the Padres from there. The Padres are 3.13. The Padres lead all major league bullpens in WHIP. 1.16. Next is Texas, 1.22, which isn't really that close either. The Padres have 40 wins out of the bullpen of their 82. That's tied for the most. That's my thing with the bullpen. If you want to throw them all out every time they give up a hit or a run, I can't stop you from reacting that way. But you have to look at this bullpen and be really impressed and feel pretty good about what they've done all year and hopefully what they're going to do coming down the stretch and into the playoffs. Even without Jason Adam, which arguably is taking away as good an arm as you could almost have, this bullpen is still massive and it's still just way better on paper than anyone's bullpen in baseball. Or and maybe that without Jason Adam, maybe that's closed the gap with a couple of teams out there. But I don't get it. Suarez, Estrada have become the whipping boys for the bullpen now. And Peralta was early in the season. I don't ever want to see Wandy Peralta pitch. I must have read that a thousand times.
He also
pitched pretty well this year. I hate to tell you.
He's given up some bad home runs, but who has it?
How many good home runs have been given up this year?
Good home runs?
Yeah, you just said
zero.
He's given up some bad home runs, so I want to know who's given up a good one. Anyway, you want to hate the bullpen or the people in it or the manager who decides it, I can't stop you from that. But the bottom line is I think I'm presenting some pretty good things to back up the fact that the bullpen has been really all that. Almost the entire season. Have they been perfect? Absolutely not. But to be perfect, they'd have to have a 0.00 team bullpen ERA. And
yeah,
that's really not all that realistic, is it?
No, it's not at all. Of course. JoJo on the chat says, biggest failure. We're talking about that ESPN article. We're not hitting home runs or taking advantage of opportunities to take over first place. That's a great one. I would say the first place one.
Dylan Hernandez, or not Dylan. I get Dylan. I always get Dylan and Alden. I do the same thing.
Oh, Alden Gonzalez.
Yeah, Alden Gonzalez was on yesterday, and his thought on that the Padres, blowing those series to the Twins and the Orioles, while the Dodgers were losing to the Orioles and the Pirates, might be the thing that they regret the most, because really, by all rights, they should have passed the Dodgers. It was there for them, and they didn't do it.
Yep.
And if they end up short, they're going to have themselves to blame, because it's not like the Dodgers ran away with this division and the Padres just couldn't keep up. The Dodgers left it there for the taking, and to this point, the Padres haven't taken it yet. So that's a good one. The lack of home runs, I don't know what a failure that is. I just think it's the style of this team, and I don't mind it as much as everyone else. I wish they had some more three-run homers. We've talked about it all the time.
Only 10.
They have 10 this year. It's the lowest in all of baseball. But I will note, when they won the game Sunday, does anybody remember how the first rally of that game started Sunday? I think they scored 4 runs in the second inning. Pretty sure Jackson Merrill laid down a bunt.
He did.
And I'm pretty sure Cronenworth bunted with the bases loaded and knocked in a run. I just want everybody to know that the bunt culture crazy Padres, it works a lot of times too. Everyone wants to point out when they bunt and it doesn't work and say they should never bunt again. Just an example of a couple of times it worked. Got the offense cranked up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They end up scoring 4 runs on those, couple of bunts.
I don't mind. I've been thinking a lot about bunt culture recently. I don't mind the bunting. It's the bunting when they're... Let me start this over.
It's the bunting when it doesn't work.
It's the bunting when it's out of position, where you don't really need to bunt and you're trying to catch someone off guard, which I get is part of bunting.
Well, what was Jay Cronenworth doing Sunday?
I get it, but the bases were loaded. I can understand why he would do that. Jackson Merrill putting down that bunt last week is what mainly I'm talking about. It's the only thing I can think of.
But the one he laid down Sunday caught them by surprise. Marquez fumbled the ball, and that led to a big inning. I'm just saying, you can't have it every way.
You're right.
What you want, and you're representative of the fan base, and that's why we, let you come to work every day. But what you want is for everything they try to work, and when it doesn't, then it's dumb. And that's just not how it works. You can't do that.
I know. And bunting can be very, very valuable in the postseason, because every single run counts.
It's hard to come by runs, man. When you get in the postseason, there's 2 ways to score runs. I mean,
this is a Scraby comment.
It is. They're the same way to score runs in the postseason as the regular season. But in the postseason, it happens more often. You score on the home run,
yep.
And you can score on manufacturing a couple of runs.
Yep.
And the Padres can't sit back and wait for the 3-run homer, because they don't get it. So I think they're going to have to continue to try to manufacture runs. And that's just going to have to be their style.
Is there anything...
I think
I know the answer to this question. But is there anything to the top of the order bunting that you don't like versus the bottom of the order? Jake's at the bottom of the order.
I'm just like you. I like a bunt when it works, and it frustrates me when there's 2 on and Jackson Merrill thinks he's going to make a good play. The thing that I thought cost Jackson on that one was that he bunted on the first pitch and it didn't work. He fouled it off.
And then he did it again.
And then he did it again after now everyone's in there.
Yeah.
I thought that's where that mistake was. Tony said he shouldn't have bunted in the first place. He probably shouldn't have, because he's hitting in the middle of the order and he's there to drive in, multiple runs.
I have another situation I just remembered. Freddie Firmino over the weekend, there was no one on base. I think there was one out, and he bunted. I don't understand that. Why are you not swinging away when no one on base and 1 or 2 outs?
Well, again,
I know you're trying to get on base, but
yeah, I mean, he didn't work.
They're not running. They're not. It's an empty out at that point.
Why?
Because you're not moving a runner over.
But if he gets on, then you got the rally started. Why don't you think of these things the way the rest of us do? He laid down a bunt to try to get a rally started. Yes, he tried to get a rally started. He didn't get the bunt far enough away from the pitcher, and he got thrown out.
Fernando on the chat says, can't we blame the hitting coach for the lack of hitting? Yes, let's blame the guy who actually doesn't hit the ball for lack of hitting.
Well, I think he's the same hitting coach that we all really liked a lot last year.
Yeah.
Victor...
Rodriguez,
yeah. I mean, it was like he's the savior.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, their hitting isn't that bad.
It's not.
What is not good is the power that comes with bringing 3 runs in at a time. That is what has been lacking all year.
And we've been seeing it happen to the Padres all year, so it sticks out extra.
I have numbers to back it up, and I know you're tired of hearing them, but I'll just give you one. The Padres have hit 10 three-run homers this year in 703 plate appearances with two men on. That means with two men on base, they're homering once every 70 chances.
That's not very good. That's not good.
It's not very good at all, right? So, you know, I hope that changed. Maybe because a lot of people say, well, that's just happenstance. There's nothing you can do about. Okay, good. I hope it's happenstance. And I hope that starting this week, they just start, you know, making up for that.
Yeah.
And start getting a bunch of three-run homers. Because they can hit home runs. They don't hit as many as everybody else, but they can hit them.
I mean, Fernando's starting to turn it around with the power. Jackson Merrill's starting to turn it around. It helps when those guys are hitting the ball well when you are trying to chase three-run home runs.
They also have hit almost all of their home runs this year in games that they win, and they've hit almost no home runs by comparison in games that they lose. So for those who want the home run, there's pretty good example of why the home run's important. They win when they homer. They don't win when they don't.
I feel demoralized when I see the other team hit a three-run home run because you know it's
probably
going to
lose that game. You're probably going to lose that game. Now, I will say the Rockies hit one the other day. Man, Ammoniak hit one, but that was after they were already behind on the Jackson Merrill three-run homer.
What about Krim?
Well, that won that game. Our guy,
still
Blaine
mad at Krim.
Krim. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It was. All right, going into tonight, just an update on the standing situation. All right, the Padres are two games behind the Dodgers. Both teams have 12 games left. Both teams have six at home and six on the road. If there's one advantage for the Padres in the upcoming schedule, it is the fact that the Padres still play three games this weekend against the White Sox, one of the worst teams in baseball. But I caution you that the White Sox are in the American League, and the Padres have not been able to do well at all against American League teams this year. They are 18-27. So, but while the Padres still have the White Sox left, the Dodgers, all four of their remaining series are against teams with winning records, or at least even.
All right, I like that.
So they got the Phillies, they got the Giants, who are 500, they got the Mariners, and they got the Diamondbacks, and both of them are over 500. And understand that next week, when the Dodgers are playing the Mariners and Diamondbacks, both those teams are going to be fighting for it all.
Mm-hmm.
The Mariners are trying to win their division. The Diamondbacks are just trying to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
So they're going to get the Dodgers are going to get those teams' best shot. Now, on the other side, the Padres, we know, have still, this week, the Mets, who are fighting for their playoff thing now.
Chicago wants to play spoiler.
They get the White Sox this weekend. Like I said, you'd love to just roll in there and the White Sox let you have three games.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to have Tony call Will Venable and see if he can't expedite that.
They are good friends.
Yes. Next week, now you play the Brewers. The only good news about that is it's here, but the Brewers may have already clinched the top seed by then, right?
Yeah.
So right now the Brewers are 1.5 ahead of the Phillies. Something you keep just in the back of your mind between now and Monday, if the Brewers could stretch that out a little bit, maybe they don't have quite as much to play for. I'm reaching. I grant you. The Brewers are going to be playing. But then the Padres finish with Arizona as well. So they got the Padres is tough. The Dodgers is tough. The only difference is the Padres get the White Sox. Will they take advantage of that? Both teams have six at home, six away. Pretty similar there.
Entering September, I was like, oh, it's going to be an easy month for the Padres. I can't ever think like that.
No, you
again.
Can't. I know. I told you. We all said that. Don't worry about Don't look at that stuff. But everybody kind of looks at it and says, oh, the schedule's really in our favor. But it didn't work for either the Dodgers or the Padres, frankly.
Tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. on Ben & Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Very good. Padres, as we said, looking to try and move up. The Mets trying to hang on. They are 1.5 ahead of Arizona. Can you believe the Diamondbacks are there now, after they traded people at the trade deadline?
I can't.
The Giants are two back, and the Reds are two back. So there's three teams climbing on the back of the Mets in the National League. In the American League, big win for the Astros last night over Bochy and the Rangers. That gives the Astros three games clear now on the Rangers and Cleveland for that final spot. The Rangers do play the Astros twice more here, so a couple of big games coming up for Texas. After playing Texas, the Astros will play the Mariners this weekend, so the AL West is going to be up for grabs here.
This is the fun part of the season right now.
A lot of fun, yeah. You're playing some scoreboard, you're keeping an eye, and it's always more fun when you're one of the teams that we care about.
Yeah.
Remember how many years we got to this point, and it was like, when's the season over?
Like, yes, I
do
remember.
We're the Marlins. We're 70 and 80, and we're just like, let's end it.
I don't mean to disparage this person, but I didn't want to talk about Carlos Asuaje at the end of September in those years.
You're picking on old Carlos. Okay, let's take a break and check some legal ID. You're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Adams.
Strike three. So Jason Adams strikes out the side.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Phillies and Dodgers again tonight. How about my man Schwarb?
Schwarb.
Number 53 last night. And he's only one now for the overall
home run
lead. Schwarber's had the season, at least power-wise. I know overall the average, whatever, but he's one of my favorite guys to watch swing a bat. Bryce Harper homered in that game. It was a lot of home runs in that game.
Yes.
And the Dodgers could not get the run in from third base in the bottom of the 10th inning. See, it doesn't only happen to the Padres.
It doesn't.
Muncy ended up grounding out with the bases loaded there at the end. And the Phillies won that one, so the Dodgers are two games ahead of the Padres now. Betts not only homered, but had two sacrifice flies.
He has found it.
He has seemingly found it for L.A.
I do not like that.
No?
Even though Mookie hit that home run for Robert Suarez, I mean, that may have been the start of it.
Maybe that was the start of it. I think that's a very good point. But Mookie Betts, he's dangerous. As I said, the other one last night was that the Astros beat the Rangers. The football last night, we got a minute on that. The Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go.
Who did they beat last night?
The Raiders.
Pretty good. You're getting better at that.
Thank you.
20-9. I think it was three interceptions that kind of turned the tide in that game.
Yeah. Maybe the first play of the game where Geno Smith.
You don't like to open with an interception.
You get the kickoff.
Yeah.
And then you turn it right over.
Yeah.
So you basically have just lost three possessions.
Yeah, that didn't help. Justin Herbert had his game, but he did take a knee in the final play of the game, and apparently that put him underneath his yardage total.
Yes.
So people were like apparently celebrating all over the country last night, or upset if you had bet the other way. But when he took the knee, it took away a little yardage, and that was a big deal apparently. I love that stuff.
It took away a point from my opponent because 1 yard.
You won your fantasy football game because of that knee.
Oh, so amazing.
So, yeah, those things happen. What do you think of the Chargers running game?
I like
it. You do?
I do.
I'm not enamored with Hampton yet. And
I am.
You're liking him.
He is shifty.
Okay.
And he's a big dude. He can run people over.
And Ash and Jeanty, I mean, people are ready to like say that's a complete, utter failure.
Well, that's crazy.
Which is so stupid. He's played two games. But understand that he's trying to run behind the Raider line, and they don't have much of a line.
They're not very good.
Jeanty has been a big disappointment to this point for the Raiders. The other game, Baker Mayfield.
Real quick on that last Chargers. Khalil Mack, he's probably out. I didn't see what happened to him, but it looked like a bad elbow injury last night.
Let's see if there would have an update here.
I looked earlier, but I didn't see one. I just said that he was going to be getting.
Oh, one more thing from the Charger-Raider game. How about Tom Brady sitting in the Raiders coaching box?
So weird.
And the NFL said today he didn't violate any rule. Okay, well, let's let him keep going to every team's practices and meetings so he can watch the Chargers work out
at least
before he coaches against them.
At least
the NFL needs to wake up. Wake up.
Go ahead.
What did I see? I said today somebody's saying that Tom Brady's doing his own personal Deflategate now in the NFL, and the NFL's letting him do it.
But he's in his own coaching box. I get what you're saying. Trust me.
There's a big mixture here. Baker Mayfield for MVP as he leads the Bucs down the field to beat the Texans last night.
He had a really nice scramble. I like Baker Mayfield.
Well, he's gone to hell and back.
He really has.
So good for him on that regard. All right, we got Sam Levitt, Padre pregame. We're back tomorrow to talk about what happens tonight, basically. So we'll see you then. Have a good game tonight, everybody. And go, Padres, go!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.